Blaise Pascal and Pascal's Wager. Something I've kind of held on to. Better safe than sorry. So you believe in God so that you don't face the bad part of the afterlife. That's kind of my arguing point. Yeah, so it was one of those things where I would use that early on to not argue, but to when I first started reading the Bible and everything, I would use that against my friends that didn't believe. But then I read something interesting today, and something I never really took into account, which is amazing. We get so closed-minded on, you think that you're open-minded, but we're all closed-minded on many different subjects. Like, I still believe in Pascal's Wager in a way, even though I don't believe in the Christian God as much as, you know, I did before. But basically what was pointed out was, you can argue that Pascal's Wager, and, you know, it's better to believe in God than not believe in God, because if you're wrong, you're going to hell, and if you're right, you're all set. But if a Christian is wrong, you know, they don't lose anything. That's the argument. The argument is that the atheist will lose everything if there is a God, and if there is no God, the Christian won't lose anything. Problem is say that Pascal's Wager is true, but it's not to the God that even Pascal believed in. So this 30,000 different sect, different forms of Christianity. So, I mean, just that alone, just in Christianity alone, how would you know if you were serving the right God? So the same thing could be said about any of the other religions. And the problem with that is, those are the religions we know about. Say that there's, you know, whatever you want to think, Buddhism, Islam. Buddhism isn't really a religion. I don't know why people think it is. I don't even know why Buddhist religious people think that it's a religion. Siddhartha never said that it was supposed to be a religion. But anyways, that's a different story. But you believe in Pascal's Wager, and you say that your God's right and the other God's wrong, but what if you're wrong? You're still stuck, you know? And so you got all these religions out there that are all saying, my religion's the right way and your religion's wrong, but what if they're all wrong? What if it was a pagan God, or what if it was a God that was centuries ago that nobody even remembers? You know, it's not like gods came out, the story of gods came out in the last 6,000 years, as a lot of people want to believe. They've been around for a long time. Study culture and study how we came up from hunter-gatherers into agriculture, and you'll see that there's been many. You know, still applies to me, even, because even though I don't believe in a specific God, I believe that there's an all, there's a source. But I don't really think you have to believe in it, you know, in order to be sure that you're right or wrong in the end. I think it's more or less just accepting that there's something. That's where the atheists go wrong, is they'll say to me, well, you know, you're still believing in something. Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, plenty of atheists that believe in all kinds of stuff. I know, because I was an atheist all my life. But Pascal's Wager is interesting because, from what I read today, like, he's right. Like, and I was arguing with this guy in the book, but he's right about Pascal's Wager because, Grace, I mean, Grace just, like, laid on a banana. Yeah, I know, there's bananas there. Move over that way. I'm not going to pick the banana. Don't give me that look. I'm not coming over to pick the bananas up. You didn't eat the bananas. That's your fault. You took Grace's wager on that, thinking that I was going to come move them. I'm not going to. So now you're just sitting there bow-legged. She's got her legs, like, literally spread apart because of the banana underneath for her. I'm not moving it. I love you, but I'm not doing it. All right. Just go lay down next to that. You don't have to lay down right there. You're going to make me move that banana, aren't you? Yeah. You're such a brat. So you... My car makes a lot of noise. My motorcycle makes a lot of noise. My moped makes a lot of noise. I remember the good old days when people were just worried about bass in their car. But anyways. So, no matter which way you look at it, I mean, I'm definitely not phrasing it right, the guy. I'm paraphrasing and I'm doing a horrible job, but the guy makes a great point. I mean, you can go around saying Pascal's Wager. You can go around saying to all your non-believing friends, it's better to be on the side of God than to be wrong about it. This may be true, but you can't specifically say that your God is the winning side in Pascal's Wager. You know, I always had that question when I was an atheist. My father-in-law used to always tell me that, you know, the Jehovah's Witness, he was a Jehovah's Witness. He always said the Jehovah's Witnesses were the only true clan. And I said, but how do you know that? Like, how do you know? You know, everybody will try to give you every excuse in the book why they know, but none of them really know. For anybody that tells you, well, because it says it in our book, well, your book's not even really your book. It's the book of the Hebrews. So that ain't really 100%. And just saying that your book is right compared to all the other books that were written before that book was even written. You know, crazy, because I've always just kind of gone along with Pascal's Wager, even with my falling out of Christianity. But the guy makes a really good point, a point that I used to bring up a lot, being an atheist. And the guy that wrote this book was an atheist, so I still don't agree with him wholeheartedly, because I still believe that there's something. I believe that it's beyond any kind of human thought or recognition, or we can't figure it out, we'll never be able to figure it out, and I'm happy with that. You know, I'd rather believe in that than believe it's just all chaos. I do believe it's actually all chaos. I believe that the source is chaos, but that's a different story. It's okay, baby, lay down. Go ahead. I'll pick you up if I have to. He's having a really hard time nowadays. I don't know. Pascal's Wager.